senior research engineer at the Research and Development Division at EDF, and I'm happy to present to you this course on nuclear energy and nuclear power plants. So as you may know, nuclear energy is used only, I would say, for electricity production, and it represents 10 to 12% of the electricity production in the world. There are more than 440 nuclear plants that are in operation in more than 30 countries. So up to now and historically, the fleet of nuclear reactors were located in the United States and also in Europe and in Russia, but more and more new countries are interested by this kind of technology. And there are 54 nuclear reactors that are under construction now, 15 in China, but others are in construction in Emirates and in India, and also there are some construction in Europe. In France, the situation is as follows. There are about 70 to 75% of the electricity that is produced by nuclear reactors, with 56 reactors on 19 sites, and one reactor is under construction on the site of Flamanville. This is the EPR reactor. The technology of reactor in France range from 900 to 1,450 megawatts, and all the reactors are pressurized water reactors. So there are some projections due to the policy in France, the Plan Pluriannuel de l'Énergie, the percentage of electricity production with nuclear energy will be limited to 50% by 2035. And that means also that there will be some reactor shutdown by this date. But there are also some discussion about new construction in France. So this is the summary of my presentation, an introduction to nuclear energy, some words about the technologies, main technologies, some general information about architecture, safety, fuel cycle, cost, and I will conclude with some perspective on nuclear energy. So first, definition. When we speak about nuclear energy, we speak about elements that are involved in nuclear energy and in reactions. So the elements are defined by their names, by their number of proton, because it's linked. The name of the element and the number of protons are connected. For example, uranium contains 92 protons, and there is also the total number of nucleons that are present with this element, which can differ depending on the number of neutrons. So if the number of neutrons is different, we speak about isotopes of one element. This is the process. This is the reaction of fission that is represented here. When you have a neutron that is captured by a large nucleus, heavy nucleus like plutonium U35 or uranium U35 or plutonium 239, you will get some fission products, mainly two fission products. Some neutrons that are delivered or that are produced by the reaction, and also energy. So at the bottom you have the general equation of this kind of reaction with respect to the conservation of total nucleons and also total of electric charge, so the number of protons, and it also produces some energy. So the energy, in fact, when you make the difference of mass of the elements on the initial state and on the final states, you will see that there is a difference of mass because this is This is due to the stability of the different nucleus that are different. I cannot enter into this detail, but this difference of mass, when you multiply that by the C at a power of 2, C square, it can be converted into energy. And the order of magnitude of the energy production for one fission is about 200 mega EV. So one EV is an electron volt, is this value converting in joule. So this is a very big value as compared to chemical reactions, because chemical reactions are of the order of several EV per reactions. So chemical reactions, I consider the combustion, for example, with a gas, with a coal, and so on. So it's important to note that with only 1 gram of uranium-235, you can provide as much as energy as 3.2 tons of coal. So that makes that the energy density of nuclear energy is very much higher than other energy production systems. You cannot make a fission with every kind of isotopes. In fact, there are a limited number of isotopes that can produce some fission reaction, and these isotopes are uranium-233, uranium-235, and also plutonium-239 that is produced within the nuclear reactors, in fact. So uranium-235 is only 0.7% of the natural uranium. The other isotopes that is present is uranium-238. And a fission can be realized under different conditions, considering the energy of a neutron. So a neutron of high energy is a neutron of energy higher than 2 mega EV, and it can produce a fission reaction with plutonium-239 and uranium-238, occasionally, I would say. And but for low energy, when the neutron has no kinetic energy, so it's only in equilibrium with the environment, at low energy, the neutron can produce a fission reaction of uranium-235. So it's important to have a technology that slows down the neutron in order to get this kind of reaction. There is also another point that is important. There are some elements that are not fissile, but that are fertile, so they can produce by the capture of one neutron. If they get one neutron, they can produce a fissile isotope of uranium-233 and plutonium-239 that can go into a fission reaction. So the main deal with nuclear power is to control the reaction. As you have seen, you produce neutron, and neutron can produce a new reaction, and so on. So you have to take care about what we call the multiplication factor of this reaction, and to adjust the good neutron population to the power that you want to at which you want to stabilize your reactor power. So for that, you have to consider what can happen with the neutrons. The neutrons can be captured by fissile, fertile poisons, which are elements with a capacity to capture neutrons. You use that for controlling the reactions, and other materials that are present in the system. The neutrons can transfer their energy by collision and slow down during this travel, and they can also escape out of the reactor through the external boundaries. So you may have different material in your system. And all the technologies that have been developed are based on the combination of the three main I would say parameter, which is what is the fuel that is used, what is the moderator if you want to use a neutron at low energy, and what will be the coolant that you will use to extract energy out of your system. So there are here in this table different technology. So the first one, the two first one are based on a light water reactor. So light water reactor is used either for energy transfer station with the fluid that flows into the system, but it is also used for moderating the neutrons. And you for this kind of light water reactor, you have to use uranium with a certain degrees of enrichment of in uranium 235. You cannot only use natural uranium because you don't get enough nuclear reaction with that. You have to push the ratio of uranium 235 to value of 3 to 5%. With Candu reactor, you don't use light water reactor, but heavy water reactor with deuterium in place of hydrogen, and this material have the capability to capture less neutrons than the previous one. So you don't need to have enrichment at the same level as for light water reactors. There are also some technologies that use graphite for moderation, and gas or boiling water for extracting the energy. By the way, boiling water was used in this kind of reactor, which is a Chernobyl reactor, which is not in use anymore. And you have also the possibility to have a fission reaction high energy neutrons, but in this case you don't want to moderate the neutrons, so you don't need any moderator, and the coolant that you will use is a coolant that limits the capability to slow down the neutrons. So these are here is one example of one of the most widespread technology, which is a pressurized water reactor. Pressurized water reactor means that there is a circuit that extracts the energy with a circuit of water, but the water remains always in a liquid phase. And this is due to the fact that the circuit is pressurized at a pressure of 155 bars. With a saturation temperature of saturation at this pressure, which is 345 degrees, the water that circulates between 280 degrees to 320 degrees remains always in liquid phase. And this is very important because with the liquid phase, there is a capability to moderate more efficiently the nuclear reaction. On the other hand, if there is some extra power injected, or if there is some water that is released due to a breach in the system, the density of the moderator will decrease, and this will act as a counter reaction. Decrease the moderation, and so it will decrease the capacity for neutrons, the capabilities for neutrons to create new reactions. So it's a very interesting characteristics. Here is the other technology that use water, light water, which is a boiling water reactor. So in this case, there is only one circuit. The water that enters into the reactor core turns into steam and then is used directly in the turbine generator in order to produce energy. And then after condensation, it goes back to the reactor. So the pressure here is only 70 bars, and the temperature of operation is 285 degrees. This is a representation of AGR, Advanced Gas Cooled Reactor. 7 power plants of this technology are in operation in United Kingdom, and it's based on graphite as moderator and a circuit of CO2 that extracts the energy and then that cool the reaction. Another technology is a sodium fast reactor, so fast breeder reactor use other kind of fuel. They use plutonium. There is no moderator. The sodium is used as coolant, and the sodium can operate at a temperature of about 520 degrees, which is much more interesting when you want to use that in a thermodynamic energy conversion system, because the heat source is at a higher temperature. And as you know, the efficiency of the Carnot cycle, I would say, is better with a higher heat source and lower cold sources. So the Superphénix operated over a period of 12 or 14 years at a power and produced a power of 1,200 megawatts.